This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Oh, excuse me. I had like a mouth half full still. I didn't swallow. Very unprofessional
of what?
Me. Well, it's too late to restart the show now. Beer that I'm drinking.
Very cool. You're drinking beer during the show?
Tim, you're drinking beer too, all right?
I don't drink.
How are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm feeling, I didn't have my afternoon cold brew today.
Oh, no.
So it's not that I'm feeling sluggish.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm not going to have a lot of tolerance for your for your crap this week, Tom.
Right. For me not taking a full swig of my drink before starting the show.
Yes. Swallow your swill before... chattering away. I was trying to do a...
Yeah, you're trying to do some kind of a rhyme. Yeah. Some kind of a chanty. Tim, this week we're doing an episode about potato chips, potato crisps. But here's the problem. We didn't realize until after we had been doing our independent research, which takes a lot of time. Usually as soon as last week's episode's done... We immediately start researching.
We open up the envelope and we see what's for next week.
Right. Yeah, we get the envelope comes through the pneumatic tube.
Yeah.
From God knows where.
No, we don't question.
No, and don't look in the tube. Remember, you tried to do that once.
It poked right in the eye.
Yeah, poked in the eye and an ominous voice said, don't look in the tube. Mm. But sometimes the tube makes mistakes, and the tube gave us a topic again. But I thought this is probably like a great opportunity to do some kind of, look, Hollywood, they redo ideas all the time, right?
Tom, there's reboots.
Mm-hmm.
There's what I learned from the new Scream movie, requels, which is a reboot mixed with a sequel.
Okay. Now, what makes something a requel?
I think it's much like Scream 2022, where like it's kind of like the same story from the first Scream,
right?
And it's got like mostly new characters that kind of map onto the old characters, but then some of the old beloved characters are there,
right? Okay, so like kind of like that Ghostbusters 2016 was it movie?
Answer the Call,
yeah,
the one that you protested.
The one that I refused to see.
You stood outside the theater and picketed.
Yeah, I bought a ticket for it every day, no, and that, every day I ripped it up.
That was a straight up reboot.
Yeah, because but it was kind of a sequel. It had like sequel-y elements.
Did it?
Yeah, that's what made it so weird. That it seemed like they weren't sure what it was.
Yeah, man. Then classic requel. Then
yeah, or Suicide Squad. And then The Suicide Squad.
Right.
Where it had some of the same characters playing the same roles, but no real references
right.
to what had happened before. So kind of like a clean slate.
Yeah. So all know about the clean slate that happened at the beginning of the new Suicide Squad movie.
Well, this is what I'm thinking, Tim. We should follow this trend, and this episode should be called The Potato Chip.
Oh,
that's what like the new Batman movie. It's not Batman because they already did Batman. Right. It's the Batman.
Right.
And then, you know, whoa, this is serious.
Suicide Squad and
the Suicide Squad. Yeah.
All right. So this is the potato chips.
The potato chip. Yeah. with parentheticals and an S.
Right.
It can be singular or plural.
I mean, we're going to talk about more than one chip. Right?
That's true. What if we just talked about one chip?
And hold on. I might have said this the last time.
What if the mnemonic tube just shot one chip up and it was like, talk about this for an hour.
Mm. And we would split the chip. You would probably...
Not till the end because Yeah, otherwise, what else would we talk about?
Well, we need to know what it tastes like. That's primarily what we're talking about,
yeah,
right?
But
the taste
would,
of
we
chips.
We would wait until after the breaks to get
right.
to that.
Now, we'd probably break it in half, and you would choose the one, like, and it wouldn't be perfect, and you mm-hmm. would immediately just choose the larger
Well,
piece.
I'm the bigger of the two of us, Tim.
Yeah, and that's how you got that way. You weren't yeah. always the bigger one.
Tim, look, just because... Drinking all these afternoon cold brews stunted your growth doesn't mean you can take it out on me.
I've been drinking them since I was 4 years old, Tom. Tom, mm-hmm. I just want to say one thing. I know that in the UK and in other places probably, they mm-hmm. call potato chips, what we're calling potato chips, crisps. That's fine.
Right. But here in America, we have Mr. Crisp.
Yeah.
And Kindergarten Cops.
Exactly.
It would be confusing.
It would be very confusing. Societally, we're just not, you know, cut out to,
yeah.
to hold both things in our
if
head.
If somebody was at a store and they said, a bag of crisps, please,
we'd be like,
you're liable to cause a panic.
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole bag of Mr. Crisps here?
Yeah. Oh, no. Get the aluminum foil out. We got to make radars.
We need to protect Dominic at all costs.
Tim, I was...
No, hold on.
Okay, you're not done explaining?
No. So, we're talking about potato... We call them potato chips here. I know where you're listening, it might not be the case. I'm
right.
addressing the listeners in other places. Sometimes when we're in the UK and we say something that we call something what we call it in the US...
Right, like an elevator.
Yeah, yeah. People, like, yell at us from the... Like, it's not called that, it's called a lift. Like, one time I went into, we were in Manchester, Tom,
mm-hmm.
and I went to a deli and ordered a sandwich, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, and can I get lettuce and tomato? And the guy behind the deli counter was like, you mean tomato? He's like, yeah, you know what, and I'm very clear.
There's a whole song about how this doesn't matter,
exactly.
You idiot. Maybe you don't have that over here.
Yeah, they don't have good music, like, you say tomato, I say tomato. So anyway, mm-hmm. look, don't. It's fine. Don't email us and be like, oh, you did a whole thing and you called it the wrong thing.
Yeah.
We called it the right thing. We called it the right thing and you know it.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to hear it. I've never understood why people get mad about that. And in fairness, it's not, you know, everybody. But I don't know. I always thought
every last one of them.
I always thought we had adorable American accents that people would want to hear. Hear more words.
What I know.
Tell us what. Tell us what you call a flat.
Non-Americans love America and Americans.
Well, they should, Tim. We invented freedom and potato chips. I was reading a thing today. I don't know if this is actually true.
Oh,
by
all means.
But it was stated as fact that the average person only speaks for 11 minutes a day.
Well, I mean, that's not true for you.
Right. Well, I was going to say it's not true for either of us.
It's not true for Howard Stern, I'll tell you that
much. It's not true for Howard Stern either. But I don't know if that's the average, then that implies a lot of people speak less than 11 minutes a day.
I speak very infrequently a lot of days.
Yeah.
I don't like to speak.
Right.
If it were up to me, I wouldn't speak at all.
Yeah.
Right? What do you do? What are you,
no,
what are you
like,
doing that
like
you're talking
talk.
All day?
What do you mean? What am I doing? Sometimes I'm just bebopping and scatting. Just,
no, you're not.
Just working out.
Tom,
the old,
I've heard you scat before.
Vocal
you're an awful scatter.
How dare you? Keeping the old vocal tubes in vocal cords.
Right, no, the tubes. You were on the right.
The tubes, the mnemonic tube that get pneumatic tube, not the mnemonic tube that gives
you're
us
right,
our
swallow the beer.
Our topics. But I just thought that was crazy. I thought that was, if that's true. And like I said,
I don't think that's so crazy. They're talking about if you, not, you have 11 minutes worth of conversations, right? Like if
no,
you,
I think that's what
no,
they
no,
meant.
No, I think what they meant is that if they, if you took the actual,
right, yeah, their time speaking,
I guess when you have conversations, it's very difficult for the other person to get a word in edgewise. But
so
like,
you're saying I'm bringing the whole country's average down?
No, you're bringing it up. For you.
For me,
and then everybody
but then
else.
Down for everybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, no, I think you think it's so wild because you're like, if you have 1 5-minute conversation, I'm talking for 4 minutes and 55 seconds.
Because listen, it would all average out anyway because it's unless a lot of these, I think it's this was an American statistic, unless a lot of these Americans are calling people overseas and that's screwing everything up. It's going to be all the conversations that are happening. Doesn't matter how long the conversation happens. You're going to add that cumulative total divided by two.
Right. Okay. Tom, how many, like, who are you talking to throughout the day? You're not talking to very many people.
I talk to my dog.
I think you're overestimating the amount of interaction.
But also that's the, like the pandemic. And like if I'm unique too.
Who are you
that
talking
I,
to pre-pandemic?
I'm unique.
Who are you talking
Listen,
to?
I'm unique
the guy
in
at
that
the
I'm
deli?
Not going to like an office or anything every day. But when I was going to see the office, I was talking a lot every day.
Well, I don't know. Does it count?
I guess there were some quiet
people
in the office.
I do a lot of this. I'm on paternity leave with my son. does that count? The amount, because I do that for at least 45 minutes a day.
I would count it because that's you're communicating something. You're communicating to your son. Isn't this a funny sound?
Yeah, and he agrees.
Right? Yeah, and I would say that agreement counts too. If he's giving you a little gurgles, little goos and gahs,
yeah,
that's a conversation. Add it to the total.
Okay, maybe
America. Let's get to 12 minutes.
All right, everybody, start timing your conversations.
Report back.
Yeah.
So to be clear, we don't want anybody correcting our language.
Right.
But we do want very detailed spreadsheets with how much you talk every day.
Do you ever talk, like, do you have a day where you just talk a lot and then by the end of the day, your voice is hoarse?
Oh, absolutely.
That sucks.
Yeah, I remember
that
the
means
first...
like, oh, I'm talking too much. Nature, God did not intend me to talk this much today.
this is against God.
Yeah.
No, I remember the first day that I started a long time ago a job in retail.
Right.
That by the time that day was over, I couldn't speak anymore.
Wow.
I was like my voice was, it was doing that thing where you try and talk.
That kind of
just
sitcom.
Like that. Yeah. And I was like, holy cow. Yeah. I just used my voice way more than I was used to using it. But that strengthened up my vocal tubes. And now look at me today. Wow. Talking up a blue
real
streak with you.
Inspiration.
It is.
Dullards everywhere.
Tim has mentioned earlier this episode, we're talking about crisps today.
The potato chips.
To get prepared for this, I want to watch like a video how potato chips are made.
What types? Because there's four different types of potato chips, yeah, according to potatochipsprocessing.com.
There's more than four different types. I've had at least five or six different types of potato chips. Okay.
The processing.
I was going to say before you begin that I went to watch this video on YouTube. The name of the video is How Potato Chips Are Made or something like that. And they're like,
for Mr. Rogers?
It was like that style thing. But it's like, before we show you that, here's how frozen pizzas are made. I'm like,
what?
I didn't click on a thing that says how are frozen pizzas made.
And also, guys.
What if it was an emergency? And I needed that information immediately. What if it was life or death?
You got a bunch of spuds that are about to turn.
Yeah. And I've got to sit through seeing how frozen pizzas are made.
Also guys, everybody wants, I want to see the frozen pizza video too. Split it up.
The frozen pizza.
SEO 101, baby.
Yeah, it's true. The frozen pizza video wasn't that interesting. It's basically we make a pizza and then we freeze it at the end.
Mm.
Instead of putting it in an oven, we put it in a freezer.
Mm.
And a store.
A blast chiller?
It probably was like a blast chiller. I'd like to go in a blast chiller.
I'd like to have a blast chiller in my home.
Yeah. It stinks, right, that there's not a home appliance meant for quickly cooling or freezing something.
I mean, when would that ever come up in your day? Are you making like elaborate desserts? Tom, when your dinner's too hot?
Yeah. Because when you
wait 2 minutes,
when your dinner's
freaking nut,
what if it's way too hot?
How did you get it? First of all, Tom, how did you get the food that hot?
What if there was an accident? I put the food somewhere it shouldn't have gone in, and it got way too hot.
So it got way too hot, but it didn't burn.
No, it's maybe the kind of food that doesn't burn.
Like what? What wonderful food is this, Tom?
Water.
You got me there.
Yep. It was a slushy. But when something's a little too cold, we've got four different ways in an average kitchen to heat it up a little bit.
Let's see. We got the microwave.
Yeah.
We got the oven.
Uh-huh.
We got the stovetop.
Yeah. And a toaster oven.
Okay.
Maybe. And I've got an air fryer, I've got an Instant Pot, I've got other stuff. Oh, I made a yogurt in an Instant Pot this week.
How did it go?
Pretty good. Yeah. I was surprised.
It's pronounced yogurt.
Yogurt. Yeah, that's another thing we're going to get freaking emails about.
Oh, we are going to get pummeled this week.
But yeah, so I think...
So wait, you never saw the video?
No, I saw the video, but I just think, if there was like a home blast chiller that you could have for things
it would get too cold. Then you'd have to like put it back in the microwave or put it back in the Instant Pot.
No, it'd be very programmable the way I'm picturing it in my mind.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah, but a lot, an air fryer is unnecessary, but it's nice to have.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked that it's not at least like a high-end appliance.
You want a whole
there.
Appliance that if you messed up and made something too hot.
Yeah.
Or if you couldn't wait literally 1 minute for it to cool down.
Not just that. If I'm making something and I want to freeze it.
Just put it in the freezer.
That'll take too long. What if I need it frozen now?
Why would you need it frozen right away?
Because what if it's something I want to eat frozen? Like I made yogurt and then I made it into frozen yogurt.
Okay.
It took me hours.
All right. The only time I've ever seen a blast chiller used is on Chopped when they're making a dessert.
Uh-huh.
Chopped, the TV cooking show competition.
I didn't know they have one. So, so is it a commercial blast chiller?
Or
does it look like something you could have in a home?
No, there's only one.
In the world?
No, there's only one in the Chopped kitchen. So each Chopped contestant, there's four Chopped contestants.
Right, they have to...
They have their own kitchen set up. But for the dessert round, it's whoever... And I guess there's only two players at that game.
Mm-hmm.
But
whoever gets there first.
Whoever gets there first gets it. So like...
And then the other person that they go, ooh, just put it in the freezer for a while.
Well, no, I mean, also, you're not... you're not quickly putting together a dessert... To be judged by Alex Gornishelli Zakarian. What's that guy's name?
I don't know, Tim.
What?
I don't know the hosts of Chopped.
They're
names.
The judges, Tom.
All right, the judges. Sorry, God.
The host is Ted something. He lives around the corner from me. I almost hit him with my car once. I almost hit him with my car twice.
Oh, man, that would have been really awful for you.
Yeah, and then I would have gotten out and I would have been like...
Chopped.
And then I would have been like... Oh no, Ted! I didn't even know his name.
Like, you don't even know my last name.
Yeah.
Then you would have been watching Chopped. They would have like an in memoriam to him, and you'd be
Ted Allen
the whole time, going, "Oh boy,
Ted Allen."
I wish I hadn't hit him with my car twice.
I think he's just in a neck brace. He's in traction, hosting Chopped. So anyway. The only time I've ever seen them, it's like, there's 3 minutes on the clock and I have to make ice cream.
And I made something a little too hot.
No, that's it.
And the judges need to taste it right now or else I lose. But if I burn their mouths, I'm disqualified. Do you get disqualified if you burn a judge's mouth?
Maybe. I don't know. I think the food sits out long enough while they,
What if right before they're about to, I just need the food for a minute. And you get it and you make it so hot. That it burns the judge.
They don't give you back.
What if you knew you were going to lose and you just wanted to get revenge on the judges?
Well, then, yeah, maybe.
They probably keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, exactly.
There are better ways. What, like poisoning the food?
Yes.
No, because poison, you can't claim was an accident. Making a cake accidentally 700 degrees, you can claim...
That cake's going to cool down so quick. Tom, we're talking... What are we talking about? The potato chips.
Right. This is the potato chip episode.
The potato chip. Let's get to it, Tom. Four types of potato chips from potatochipsprocessing.com.
Sour cream.
Number one, sliced and fried.
And they're all sliced and fried.
Nope, because some of them are compound fried chips, like Pringles.
Mm.
It's a potato-style snack food.
Right.
Produced by potato flour and other powders.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, mold it. Then you got non-fried chips, baked Lays.
Yeah, okay.
Also known as baked chips. And then you have... This I've never seen in the wild. I think potatochipsprocessing.com is full of beans here.
Well, Tim, keep in mind they know a lot more about this stuff than you.
I don't believe that. Tom, wait till you hear what this is, and you tell me if you ever saw this on a freaking store show.
Is it going to be a flash frozen potato chip?
Almost.
Okay.
Blast frozen, a high temperature. The opposite of
them. Oh, okay. So a dangerous potato chip, yeah.
High temperature dehydrated chips. So basically, they're saying they like put it in like a they slice up a potato and put it in a food dehydrator and then sell that as a potato chip.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that. I mean, yeah. I get that you could do that. I don't know why you could want to do a lot of things. Yeah. I mean, you could just slice up a potato and not do anything to it and say, this is a potato chip, but you wouldn't want to eat it.
All right, Tom, I have a feeling,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you're real amped up about this this topic.
Well,
this week.
So sorry, Tim, that I'm excited for this reboot / sequel.
I know, it's just call it a requel, Tom.
I you know, put up that change.org petition.
Tom, the good thing about this requel is it's got two of your favorite characters from the last potato chip episode.
Right. Well, that's actually my change.org petition was to recast.
Both roles?
Recast and do a requel, yeah.
All right. Yeah, we should have gotten some like sexy Gen Zs.
Yeah,
in
some
here.
TikTokers in yeah. here. Yeah. Like, I was going to do an impression of a TikToker. I don't even know what it would be that AI voice that's like, what happened when I thought I saw a potato chip? And then something would happen.
I don't know. TikTok. All right. But as I was going to say, I have one thing I want to talk about. Okay. I don't want to talk about it now. I'm going to hand the reins over to you.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're
wow.
welcome.
Oh, I bow when you're...
Well, it's better than getting interrupted whenever I talk.
Well, I want to start off talking... Well, I guess actually it's a good place to talk about... Pringles and reconstituted potato chips.
Oh, you mean compound fried chips?
Compound fried chips. What was interesting about this was, and I thought this was maybe where the difference of potato chips and crisps come from, because interestingly, Pringles, even in America, refer themselves as potato crisps.
Yeah, because they're not allowed to call them potato chips.
No, that's not true. So I have in my notes here, Procter & Gamble. So there was a problem where Pringles, I think this was specifically in the UK, they were importing Pringles and they were like, yeah, these aren't potato chips. These are potato crisps. And as such, we are not, we're exempt from this like huge tax on imported potato products.
Right.
And the UK government was like, no. Give us a break. These are basically the same thing. But Procter & Gamble said they own Pringles.
Procter & Gamble isn't going to take this line.
No,
down.
Of course not. They argued that Pringles were only 42% potato flour, with the rest mostly a slurry of wheat starch, corn.
Sawdust.
Corn and rice flour and vegetable oil. The snack food, they said, could not be classified as a potato chip because, unlike a real potato chip, its overall contents and shape were, quote, not found in nature.
Yeah, I mean, it could barely be... they might argue it's not even food.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's food.
I would be shocked if, like, Procter & Gamble didn't have an army of lawyers that were trying
to
figure out...
decorative.
How can we sell these? Like, the way... bath salts were sold.
Yeah.
It was like, no, these aren't for human consumption. These are bath salts.
Or like these crooks who manufacture Q-tips and they're like, don't put them in your ear, yeah, though. Oh.
Yeah, what the hell are they for then? What am I supposed to put in my ear?
Yeah.
My finger?
That works.
Yeah, I put my finger in my ear sometimes. If I hear a loud noise, I don't
like. Yeah, the ambulance goes by. You scowl and put your fingers in your ears.
I don't know if you've ever talked about it on the podcast, but you've talked to me privately about how upset you get when people, when an ambulance or a cop car goes by and somebody puts their fingers in their ears, you get really mad at them.
Yeah. Grow up.
I think part of it is, Tim, I think both of us probably have like mild hearing loss that we're not aware of.
More than mild hearing
loss. Yeah, you were a drummer.
I don't need earplugs. I'm young.
Yeah, you've been reading my lips for the past decade. I believe they lost that case. They should have told them, like, tell you what, we'll exempt you, but you have to put on the packaging, not found in nature.
Yeah.
In huge letters.
I mean, people like that.
That's true. Not found in nature. Only for men.
Your balls will thank you.
This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love second, and then the treasure. That's also
the treasure is the wild card.
We it could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Tim, remind me, what was that second type of potato chip from potatochipprocessing.org or whatever?
Potatochipsprocessing.com.
Oh, sorry.
Compound fried chips.
Yes. What was the third kind?
Non-fried chips, known as baked chips.
Well, I guess these are just maybe classified in the first or second. Munchos.
Tom, Munchos, ding, 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 was the one thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Tom, those count as compound fried chips.
So they're similar to Pringles.
Similar to Pringos and Lay's
Did
Stacks.
Did you say Pringos? It's Munchos and Pringles, not Munchels and Pringos.
The world will never know.
Did you want to talk about it just because Jim Henson made a commercial for them?
Yeah.
With a monster that later grew up to become Cookie Monster.
Yeah. So they made, what was it, like in the 60s?
Yeah.
Jim Henson used to make these like local commercials that were really like subversive. Yeah. Not as subversive as the Museum of the Moving Image wants you to think.
Right.
But like sometimes it was just like...
They were just weird local commercials.
Yeah, with like... puppets like blowing each other up and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But there was a monster guy that was like, oh, Munchos, mama, 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 and then he'd eat the Munchos. Uh-huh. It was Cookie Monster. It was pre-Sesame Street Cookie Monster. He was a freaking Munchos monster.
Yeah. Now, what do you think happened? He just hadn't had cookies yet?
Yeah.
And he was like one of these guys where like, he's like, he had a cookie. He's like, oh, no, now I'm a cookie guy.
Happened to me, Tom. I was always like a salty boy.
Yeah. People have said that about you. You're very
now
salty.
Now I'm turning into more of a sweet tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened to me too, kind of, which is the opposite, I feel like, of what normally happens. When you're a kid, you're into sweet stuff.
No, when I was a kid, I was like, give me mozzarella sticks. Now I'm like,
give me mozzarella sticks and chocolate.
Yeah, that's true.
And ice cream, please.
Hey, blast me up some ice cream in the chiller.
Yeah, see, Tim?
I got this regular cream. I don't know what to do with
it. Think about how much money you'd save just buying regular cream at the store.
I'd save thousands, Tom.
Yeah, you'd be...
You one of these guys that sometimes freezes a banana and then puts it in a blender?
Why? What do you mean, am I one of these guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. You have to peel it first, though, or else you'll never get that
before you
that
freeze
skin
it. Yeah,
off.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, like, it...
You probably wouldn't have to do that if you had a blast freezer, though.
It's a blast chiller. And then it gets like an ice cream consistency.
Yeah. Well, I don't have it by itself, but I'll sometimes.
You should try to have it by itself.
Well, sometimes I'll do that. I'll put it in like a smoothie or something.
Right.
I mean, you can put a regular banana, but you put a frozen banana, then you don't need the ice too.
Mm.
Tim, I want to talk to you about one of the biggest chip companies out there.
Munchos.
No, I mean, Munchos is, I think, a pretty big company.
It's a Frito-Lay.
Oh, okay. Product. Well, so that brings us to the biggest chip company, Frito-Lay, and the biggest chip brand, Lay's / Walkers. Another thing we're going to get angry emails about, because in some other countries, specifically England, I'm thinking of, they call it Walkers. I don't know if it's...
I got no beef with Walkers.
Yeah. It's always crazy because the logo looks the same.
Yeah.
I like that when
it's like Checkers and Rally.
Yeah. And also Axe body spray and Lynx, they call it over there, I believe.
I don't buy that.
Oh, I stock up whenever I'm over there.
You buy a bunch
I'm
of Lynx.
Lynx
like the
cat.
Lynx.
Yeah, or like the Atari Lynx.
That's what I was going to ask, the Atari Lynx. There was an Atari Lynx commercial, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Two boys in school were playing, sitting in bathroom stalls, playing Atari Lynx against each other. They were supposed to be in class.
Do you know who one of those boys was?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Another member of the posse.
We'll bleep that. Kevin Connolly?
No, not Kevin. It was Tobey Maguire.
Ah.
Yeah. The motion picture's original Spider-Man.
Wow. I get the sense that I wouldn't like Tobey Maguire.
I might be thinking
of
a different
encountered him.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire seems like he's probably a real asshole in real life.
Yeah.
Unless he's listening to this, in which case.
Hey. Which he probably is. And
well, maybe
there's a good
maybe
reason
he's a
for
big potato chip fan. But anyway, we're talking about Lay's. I want to go through some of these Lay's flavors with you, if you don't mind.
Flavors.
I'd like to lay these Lay's on you.
I'd like to lay that potato chips on my tongue and eat it like a communion wafer.
So it's like very carefully?
Yeah, just, you know. And
just kind of let it dissolve?
That's what you're supposed to do with the communion wafer.
Yeah.
The priest is supposed to put it directly on your tongue, I think.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
And
he
then,
can,
like,
but
and then like in the 90s, like when we they were like, they'll put
like,
it in your hands now.
Priests are raping a lot of children. Maybe we should just put the thing in their hands. Maybe that will stop it. Maybe that's all we have to do to fix this problem. And we can just keep quiet about it otherwise. They were always weird too about the communion wafer where they were like, don't chew it. Like don't like disrespectfully eat it.
Yeah.
But you couldn't let it dissolve all. You had to chew it a little bit. It wouldn't dissolve.
I think they just didn't want anybody, the kids going in there treating it like it's big league chew or something.
Treating it like it was Munchos. Hey, it's the body of Christ, not a Munchos.
If they were given Munchos instead of the Eucharist, man, I'd be going to church every week.
The churches would still be packed. Well, you should send a letter to, oh no, the Pope's on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
tweet at him. Hey, everything about switching out communion waivers for munchos.
What if he just wrote back, yeah, I have.
Or no, I haven't, but I will. I'll take it into consideration. Then they're in some like secret chamber in the Vatican that, you know, only they and Dan Brown know about. They're talking to, and they decide, no, we're not going to change.
Red smoke comes out. Red, the color of a Munchos bag.
Right.
I don't know what the color of a Munchos bag is.
I believe it's red. I believe it's like red and yellow. I might be thinking of Funyuns, though.
Munchos have a yellow and green bag. Like a... Oh, it's red. Yeah, it's red. It seems like... no. I was going to say it seems like one of those products that goes through a lot of rebrands, but no, this bag that you only see at rest stops these days has not changed since 1978.
Yeah, I mean, it must be... I know that Pringles, they said it was basically a way for them to take broken potato chips that they couldn't put in a bag and remake them into potato chips. I assume it's the same deal with Munchos, that you know, those are Lay's that didn't make the cut.
Right.
So it's got to be much cheaper to make. And I think that's why Munchos usually are cheaper than other potato chips.
All right. Well, we'll see about that when maybe go to the Munchos factory.
Oh, damn, you got me excited for
they
a minute.
I thought civilians in the Munchos factory. You don't want to see how the Munchos are made, my friend.
Yeah. It's not like the YouTube videos. That video originally had how Munchos were made, and we had to quickly tape over that part with how frozen pizzas are made. Less people puke in the movie theater. So Lay's potato.
It's a feature film?
No, maybe they're just showing it before like a a big movie.
Gotcha.
Lay's the most popular potato chips out there.
Yeah.
I believe they have like 75% of the market.
Whew. Hey, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
More power to them. They're a good chip.
You know what? I'm not going to go through all of these, but or maybe I will. But let me ask you, what's your favorite flavor of Lay's potato chip?
I think I just have to go classic.
Just classic salted?
No. Barbecue.
Oh, classic barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What's yours?
I think mine's cheddar and sour cream.
To me?
Mm-hmm.
I know this isn't... I wish they had that more when we were growing up. I feel like that's a newer...
Yeah, it's still a little hard to find, I think. Yeah.
I like it. I like where your mind's going, Tom. It depends, because I don't like any flavor.
I wish they had that when we were kids. One of my biggest regrets about childhood is not eating enough potato chips.
Tom, my favorite thing is just a classic Lay's dipped in a French onion soup dip.
Right. Yeah,
you take the package of French onion soup. Do you think those French onion soup packets that Lipton's making, Lipton knows nobody's making French onion soup out of that, right? They're just dumping it into freaking sour cream and mixing it up.
It has a recipe on the back for making sour cream dip. They don't give a shit what you make with it.
Let's stop with the pretense here.
You can make
here.
A bomb with it for all they care. They just want to sell more of it.
Well, why does it say soup mix on it then?
I don't know if it does anymore. I think it might say dip mix now.
Well, maybe it does.
And then in little words.
You can also make soup if you're an asshole.
Yeah, if you like making, presumably
you're some
like
dumb old fuck who wants some French onion soup.
Well, presumably French onion soup is good, but I would think that making it with that package probably isn't that good, that French onion soup.
It's I don't think it's that salty. Hard to, you just need
onions
beef
and
broth.
Water. Yeah, beef, or yeah. Yeah.
And some onions. I guess you need some French onions.
Yeah.
I don't know where to get those.
Ooh, la la. Look at those French onions.
France, I guess.
All right. Let me talk about some of the other. Oh, another favorite of mine, cheddar jalapeno. Also pretty good.
Mm. I like a jalapeno chip, Tom. I don't like. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking Lay's,
yeah,
I don't want any funny business from them. If I want a jalapeno chip, I'm going Miss Vicky's. Right?
Oh, okay.
If I want a jalapeno chip, I'm going Kettle. Mm-hmm. Right, if I want just a straight
kettle
up cheddar,
ones are too spicy.
You want a straight up cheddar?
Mm-hmm. Doritos.
Nah, I'm going Kettle again.
Wow, Sounds like you're just going kettle chips anytime that's
anytime there's anything more than just like sour cream and onion.
Well, should we talk about kettle chips for a minute?
No, let's go through the Lay's flavors.
We'll talk about the Lay's chips first. Sour cream and onion. A good chip, but not as good as a regular chip in sour cream and onion dip. I think we can all agree on that.
Tom, agreed. Mm-hmm. And also, I think I prefer a sour cream and onion Ruffles to a sour cream and onion Lay's.
Yeah. Well, Lay's makes Ruffles, so.
Well, good. Thank God. I want to make sure is all funneling up to Frito-Lay.
Flamin' Hot. That's a new one because of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos becoming so popular.
You know what?
Too hot.
I've never had any of the Flamin' Hot product
they're
line.
They're for children, not for the grown men like us.
I'm too young for it, Tom. They won't sell it to me.
Salt and vinegar.
Salty vinegar.
Salt and vinegar. What do you think of these chips?
Tom, I
used feel like
to
they're
hate
divisive.
Them, and now I got a refined palate.
Mm.
Overall, probably my favorite baseline.
Wow.
If I'm getting a sandwich and a bag of chips, give me salty vinegar all the time.
You said barbecue is your favorite.
I said it was my favorite Lay's to be eaten on its own.
Okay.
But as the side of a sandwich.
Yeah.
Salty vinegar.
You know
all
what, Tim? I want to argue with you because, you know, I feel like I've been misled and now I'm just mad. But I can't because you're right. A potato chip you're having with a sandwich is not necessarily what you want if you're having a potato chip
on
its own.
Potato chip on its own needs to, you know,
it needs to carry
anything.
A lot of weight.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you want something complimentary if you're eating it with a sandwich.
Maybe something you can even pop in the sandwich.
Ooh, yeah, now you're talking. Well, and presumably you still want the sandwich to be the star of the show. See, you don't want being upstaged by a potato chip.
Yeah. And salty vinegar.
It's not salty vinegar.
Is like dangerously close to upstaging because it's a bold flavor.
But it
pulls back at the last minute.
I'm just imagining like your wife sending you to the store. We need vinegar. Regular vinegar or salty vinegar?
Tom, I'll tell you something. I'm getting real into vinegar these days.
Really? Whenever I'm cooking, I'm usually working off recipes. I always have to ask my girlfriend, like, this says vinegar. What vinegar should I use?
Yeah.
And if I try and take a guess at the vinegar, if I'm like, I should probably use balsamic for this. It's always like, no, you idiot. Apple cider. Or like, I should probably use apple cider. No, white wine.
Mm. Well, let's just say things in my household have gotten a lot more acidic lately when I'm cooking.
Wow.
And my wife hates it. So she'd never be sending me to the store for vinegar, Tom.
Yeah. Does your house just smell like you're always dying Easter eggs?
Yeah. It's the way I like it.
They don't do that anymore. The new Easter egg dyes, you don't need vinegar for them.
I don't know. I just did it with my niece and nephew, and my whole house stunk of
were you using some kit from 1983 or something?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's one of those things where they've got ones that you don't need vinegar anymore, but who knows if they're as good.
Can you drink those?
Can you drink vinegar?
Or the
water? I'm sure you can. You can't make something like that for kids and have it be toxic or poisonous. I'm sure it wouldn't taste good.
Yeah, I know.
It might not even taste like anything.
I was thinking of downing the blue one as a gag.
As a joke for your niece and nephew.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably could have done it. And then, you know, for the next like 10 years, your sibling would have to tell their kids, like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, I know. That's
Uncle
cool.
Tim did it that one time.
Yeah,
Ryan, don't you remember
hilarious.
We had to take him to the hospital after that? That
if you
had to
take
somebody
to the hospital after they drank a pos freaking...
It would probably more likely be, don't you remember the whole rest of Easter he sat on the couch and went, oh, I don't feel so good, my tummy hurts.
I would have just gotten home.
Don't you remember that Easter where Tim did that and immediately went home?
Packed up his shit and got out of there
without saying another word. Next one, Sweet Southern Heat.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm guessing it's kind of like sweet chili, which I like a lot as a Dorito flavor nowadays.
Mm. I haven't had Doritos in far too long, my friend. I prefer my Doritos in the form of Locos Tacos.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the sweet chili flavor. It's nice. And that's actually especially nice with a sandwich.
Describe the sweet chili.
It's kind of sweet.
Okay.
But then it has a chili taste in it as well.
Okay.
Sugar chilies. The way I would describe it.
Ooh, I'm sure there's so much sugar.
It's got like a little heat in the back of it, but not a lot.
Lay's is never going to have real heat.
You say that, but sometimes you have some of these things, and maybe it's just because I'm older and I have to go back to the store and demand to speak to a manager.
Favorite thing in the world.
How the hell do you sell these?
You're like, what if this is kind of hot, and your face lights up. Ooh, I get to yell at a service employee.
Tim, the next one on the list, you didn't even ask, but, oh no, I guess you did ask, but this is actually my favorite potato chip flavor, honey barbecue.
Mm.
Have you had honey barbecue?
I don't think so.
Honey barbecue is great.
Tom, I can picture the bag.
Yeah. It's like barbecue. Yeah, because I think it looks like a barbecue bag, but then it's just got like one of those honey things in
it.
The honey, what do you call this, honey sticks?
Honey sticks. What are those made of wood?
Yeah, those are made of wood, yeah.
Yeah.
You think they get all sticky from the honey.
Yeah. Tom, I prefer not to deal with honey.
It doesn't get all sticky. It is all sticky to begin with.
It gets everything else all sticky, I guess is what I'm saying. When they're like, put a tablespoon of honey in it, and then you squeeze some honey into a tablespoon, then it's all stuck to the tablespoon now?
Let me pitch something to you, Tim. Imagine you had that predicament, but then you had a blast chiller, and you could just freeze the honey off the spoon.
You can't freeze it right onto the spoon, Tom.
No,
what are you,
freeze
nuts?
It off.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't think it would. Oh, you're right. Maybe it would freeze.
How do you freeze anything off anything else?
They do that with like warts. They freeze warts off sometimes.
They freeze them and then they like cut it off.
What if you froze it real quick, but then you heated up the spoon real hot right after?
That's how you do drugs, Tom.
No, I mean, that's how you get honey off a spoon. I think that's what you're thinking of. You've seen in movies. They've been trying to just get honey off a spoon with a lighter
that's
underneath.
That's why you can't get a home blast chiller. People will be doing drugs all the time.
Dill pickle.
Never had.
Yeah.
But I would like to.
Yeah, I don't think. No, I've maybe had them, and I like pickles, but
And guess what? It's well established. The boy likes vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I imagine they're pretty vinegary.
Yeah.
Chili lo mein, and also lo mein.
Lime.
Is this gonna taste like these Tostitos? Oh no!
That tastes like the Lucky Charms or something.
Yeah, the Tostitos with a hint of lime.
Yeah,
but it's not really a hint. It's like a very chemically lime taste.
But I like it, Tom.
Yeah,
you put it on your tongue and you dissolve those crystals.
Yep,
it's nice.
I don't know. I was trying to look up if limón is just, you know, it's lime in Spanish. It looks like in some cases, when they say limon instead of just saying lime, it's actually lime, lemon, garlic, and basil.
Oh, like when they said slice was made with limon, or was that 7-Up?
Oh, yeah.
Lemon, lime.
There's no garlic.
Limon.
There's no garlic or basil.
I know. There was a thing. It was like it was a commercial in the 80s or 90s, and they pretended that there was a fruit that on one side was yellow and one side was green.
Yeah.
It was a hybrid lemon-lime.
Yeah.
And they said lime.
That's not what this is. This is Le Mans.
Yeah, I know. I was being a silly guy.
Well, I'd prefer you to stop it. Grow up, for God's sake. Chesapeake Bay Crab Spice Chips. I think that's a newer one they've got.
Is that supposed to be like Old Bay?
Yeah, I assume, but they didn't want to pay for the Old Bay.
Yeah. Tom, I've never had Old Bay spice.
Well,
I don't know what it tastes.
Don't go to Baltimore, Maryland and
I know,
mention
they'll
that.
Fucking
they'll,
punch
they'll
me
they'll
right
go
in the
nuts. They'll be like, we have it on everything.
Yeah.
In their I was going to say in their Baltimore accent, but I can't think of what that sounds like. All I know is that they say Baltimore like this, Baltimore. Baltimore.
Haven't you ever watched The Wire, Tom?
I haven't watched The Wire.
Really?
No. I've watched like some of it here and there, but I've
never... haven't you watched it?
One of those things of like, by the time I was going to watch it, everybody's like, you got to watch it. And then it's like, well, screw you. I'll do what I want.
You took the Cartman approach.
Exactly. I take the Cartman approach to a lot of things in life. It's gotten me this far.
Yeah.
All Dressed.
That is Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, the neighbors now, to our north.
I was reading about, so All Dressed is a mix of ketchup, barbecue, and salt and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all dressed and nowhere to go but your mouth.
Right.
But I was reading about some other company recently did this. It came out this flavor and they called it like Syracuse style.
Oh, really?
It's like, that's fighting words. That's how wars start.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they're right over the border there. You can't just take it and be like, we came up with this.
Have you ever seen the Michael Moore movie, Canadian Bacon, starring John Candy?
Yeah.
War with Canada.
Is that what happens in that movie?
I think so. I don't know. I never saw it. I saw it when I was a kid and I was like, this isn't funny. John Candy isn't being goofy enough.
It was one of his last movies too, I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about kettle chips. I was going to say kettle corn chips, but that's a different thing. Kettle chips, because I feel like in the last like 10 years...
I feel like we're going to get crap for giving All Dressed the short shrift. Have you ever had All Dressed?
I don't think I have.
And I know there's an All Dressed version now in the U.S., but everybody claims it's not
Syracuse
the same.
Style.
No. They're selling it as All Dressed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see them this is too intense for Americans.
And also people are like, what, too intense? Too flavorful? Too much shit piled on top of each other for Americans?
Yeah, I guess that's true. They used to not sell ketchup chips here for a long time, but now they do that, which is so gross looking.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you
it
ever had them?
It probably tastes great, but I should just buy some and try it.
I was going to bring a whole bunch of chips with me.
Yeah, why didn't you?
Because I didn't want us to be like chewing on the mics.
You didn't want me chewing and then you hearing it.
No, I didn't. I didn't want our listeners to somebody cares about.
We could
listeners.
Have edited. I'm sure there's like a chip eating filter.
Yeah,
we
spend
could have
a lot
gotten.
Of time editing things out.
You just run a plug-in on it, Timmy. Get rid of all the chip eating sounds. Kettle chips. Chips long made in a batch process where the potato slices are rinsed with cold water to release starch. Fried at a low temperature of 300 degrees Fahrenheit and continuously raked to prevent them from sticking together. And I guess that process is what makes them so crispy. Like
the rinsing, man. I think that's what makes the McDonald's fries. It's been a while since I've seen the founder, but that was like part of their thing, right?
That it releases the starch somehow.
And whenever you're like making things, they're like, if you watch YouTube videos about making french fries, but you never actually make the french fries like some people do.
Well, let me ask you this. When you watch the videos, do they then show you how to make a pizza instead in the beginning?
No, Tom, I wouldn't stand for that. No. I have some freaking self-respect. You watched the whole pizza being made.
I skipped it.
Well, you knew that. You knew the whole process when
I skipped around a little bit to make sure there wasn't something I didn't know about it, but I knew it all.
They're always just like cut up the potatoes into fries and then soak them in water for a while. The thing is, you got this starchy vegetable and they're like, get rid of as much starch as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real contradiction, Tom.
but somehow that makes it crispier.
Mm-hmm.
Kettle chips, I feel like in the last 10 years have really popped off in America.
Yeah.
They are pretty good. They're very crispy.
I prefer them. If I'm just having a snack.
Yeah.
I think to a Lay's.
Yeah. Yeah. If I have a choice, I'm going to buy the kettle chips. Yeah.
I mean, they're generally like $5.49 to a Lay's, $2.25.
Yeah. They're usually a lot more expensive. But
and the bags, they don't need to make the bags that thick. Who are you kidding? You keeping it fresher by making it harder to open? Just use the same plastic that Lay's uses.
Well, you heard it here. A man who has a lot of trouble opening.
Tom, I never said I had trouble opening it.
You just said it was harder than you. It takes more effort than you wish to put forth.
You're putting words in my mouth, Tom.
You want to solve a problem?
Sure. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
And we're going to solve a problem. But first, if you have a problem that you'd like us to solve, you can email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. And this is our weekly segment that we're famous for.
We Tim do every week.
And Tom, solve your problems. And now, without further ado, here's a problem from Chris.
Did Chris say we can use their name?
Yeah. He says, feel free to use my name. Exclamation point.
I don't see that in here.
Tom.
Oh, at the end.
Yeah. I read ahead. Hi, Tim and Tom. I've been listening to your show for about 10 years now, since I was in high school.
Wow.
This guy's still in high school.
Very stupid man.
It's a regular Jordan Catalano. I've loved it the whole time, so thanks for the laughs up to this point. I'm writing in with a problem about how my coworkers won't leave me alone when I arrive at the office.
Okay.
I work for a small company that serves kids by connecting them to positive adult volunteers that hang out with them, and there's about 35 staff members total. Tom,
mm-hmm.
You ever gonna participate in one of these things where you can mentor a young kid?
Sure.
Well, if a court orders it. The people are nice, and we all care about our work. We have an open concept office space where I sit right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be important, Tom.
Okay.
We have recently transitioned back from working at home, and I have been communicating to everyone how I need to be sure my desk is set up and I feel settled in before I can engage in any social activity. I have explained this to my coworkers a few times, but it's always the same culprits of people on my way to my desk that won't shut up and try to talk and throw questions at me before I'm able to sit down. I will most often respond to this with a bit of an agitated voice tone and very short answers. And I feel bad because I know it makes people unapproachable and that people do not mean ill. I will explain my needs to them again, and they still don't get it. My strategy recently has been that I will walk in and the first thing I do at my desk is put my headphones on so I can set up my things without distraction. However, the same three people will approach me anyway and start bothering me before I'm ready to respond well. Everyone else seems to get it, but it's the same three morons whom I dread running into each morning. What should I do? I had thought about putting on my headphones before even entering the building, but this seems like a little too much. I just worry these people won't get it, and it will lead to misunderstandings, especially when we have new staff coming in. Feel free to use my name. I hope they listen to this.
Wow.
Chris.
And here's the name of the three morons. First thing I would ask Chris is, has he ever considered coming into work on time?
Oh. Tom.
Instead of after apparently everybody else is there. And probably asking him questions because there are things they needed answers to.
No, it seems like social shit, he said.
Does it? Because he was saying, what was it? Same culprits, trying
to talk. He said, I need to feel settled in before I can engage in any social activity.
Okay. Well, then my second question.
How urgent is it when he comes in?
Right.
Oh, there's a kid and he needs to talk to an adult.
Right.
Wait.
Well, where the kids went missing?
Yeah.
Let me settle in.
What's Chris going to do about it?
I don't know. Maybe
he's got a big net.
Yeah, maybe he's the guy with the net that they send looking for the missing kids. I was also get my other question would be how much time does this guy need to settle in?
See, this is the problem here, Tom. I think some people, myself included, sometimes just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
I'm at work. Just like shut up and like my time is not your time.
Yeah. I mean, I remember working in an office and just putting headphones on as somebody was talking to me to kind of clearly signal like
open office plans suck shit, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they definitely do. Also, I'm surprised. I mean, I guess this is like probably like a office with like a lot of outgoing people, but I don't know. When I would go in the morning, like everybody was still kind of groggy and nobody really, nobody was very social. I certainly not. People might come bother you for something they actually do need, but not like, hey, let's talk about football or whatever. Yeah.
It's been a couple of years since I've been in an office.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I ever, like, I always thought, like, first few minutes of the day, like, let people just, like, get there. Like,
especially if somebody's walking in.
Yeah.
I think it's,
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Did you see the game last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the game.
Yeah, I was in it.
I played in the game. That's why I'm so late. I'm tired.
I got tackled so many times last night.
Yeah, I'm limping. I still made it to work.
Yeah, I mean,
Chris is a hero.
I think Chris just needs to be ruder. Maybe put.
Yeah, don't tell us they're morons. Tell them they're morons.
Right. Print out pictures of them and label moron one, moron two, and moron three, and then put a sign under that says "Don't talk to me before I've had my coffee."
Yeah, and
maybe
also
get a mug that says "Don't talk to me before I've had my coffee."
Well, then he's already drinking his coffee at that point. You need something before a mug comes into play.
Maybe a hat that says "Don't talk to me before I drink my coffee."
He should also, when he's printing out the pictures of the morons. He should only print out pictures of their heads and put their heads on unattractive nude bodies.
Well, Tim, I think that might get him in other kinds of trouble.
Why?
Some people might
talked to him.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't think about the severity of them talking to him before he's... I'm also imagining this guy like being the kind of person where it's like, well, how long does it take you to settle in? I don't know, like an hour or two.
Okay, so be it.
No, if somebody wants to talk to you before then, you can talk to them. I think if you're...
This comes back to your, you're chattering away. You think people give a shit what you think all day?
People used to love it. When I would come into work late, everybody would say, oh, thank God, he's here. We can all socialize now. And guess what? When people would come up to me as I was walking up to my desk, I'd give them like a high five, or I'd like shoot guns at them or something.
Real guns,
finger guns. And everybody loved it. Everybody said it was great. They didn't even care about talking about the game last night.
I do think it's very easy to just put your headphones in before you get in.
Yeah.
And then walk in. If people talk to you, you're just afraid of misunderstanding.
Pissed off all the time.
You just look pissed off. And then if somebody's talking to you, like just point to your headphones.
Yeah. Or be on a call all the time.
Yeah, and be like, hold on, some asshole's trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
And then look at them and go, what?
And then they'll look behind them like, is he talking about me? Because, again, they're presumably morons. Yeah. Not presumably, we've been told they're morons.
Yeah.
We've given you a bunch of nice tactics here, Chris. One of these should either fix your problem or get you fired.
Spicy chips. Let's tie it back. Give them chips that are too spicy.
Yeah.
That'll kill them.
Or what if you gave them some chip that was so cold, but they had seen the chip before, so they were like, well, there's no way this could be really cold because I've seen it. It was at room temperature
only a few minutes ago. Yeah.
And there's the technology doesn't exist to get this super cold, super fast.
Certainly not that. Is
available for individual use.
Meanwhile, Chris has been working for the last 3 months to expense a blast chiller to be installed in the office.
Or maybe he's been working on a homemade blast chiller.
Ooh.
Using company resources. Using like a copy machine and...
Kid.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Instagram @tcgte. Follow us on Twitter @Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @ Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal, Tim.
Check out our subreddit, r/TCGTE. Check out our Discord. The link's on TCGTE.com. And hey, if you like the show, why not check out our Patreon? Patreon.com/Complete Guide. You get weekly episodes of Right Now Books the Podcast, the only podcast about books. We were talking about On the Road. Last week, I tried to read the original scroll of On the Road, and it sucked really bad. So I switched over to the regular book without telling Tim.
Yeah, well, you slacked me earlier.
I slacked you after I had already made my executive decision. Wow. So you can listen to that and all the old episodes and a bunch of other stuff. Patreon.com/complete guide. Tim, we would be remiss if we did not talk about the old
Yeah, would we be remiss?
I'm trying to think of what
you were gonna say.
The elephant in the room, Olestra potato chips.
Oh,
Lay's
yeah.
Failed Wow brand potato chip.
They called it Olean.
Olean. Olean. Olean. Olean. Did they ever make a commercial like that?
No, they did make a commercial with the Muppets where Miss Piggy's eating. Wow. The Muppets love Frito-Lay.
Wow, they came back.
But the way they introduced it was Miss Piggy was like sitting next to a pool and like going nuts eating these chips because she's like, they're fat. You know, they got And like the message of the commercial was like, eat this, you fat pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this disgusting swine.
Yeah.
And eat this up. It's fine. It's fine. It's not going to make
well, you. Well, and what's also hilarious is that, so this was Olestra. They found this substance, basically. It's a type of fat that basically is like a fat, but it's too big for your body to break down. Too big on a molecular level.
Yeah, it can't like absorb into your bloodstream.
So it just goes out through your poop hole.
Through anal leakage.
Well, that's the problem. And that was two problems with it. The first one, the FDA was already concerned because of that. Even that commercial, as they said, well, the thing that we think is going to be the trouble with this is not people are going to eat the same amount of chips and therefore eat less fat. They're going to say, these have less fat. I can eat way more of them than I normally would. And by doing that, they're still going to get the bad stuff in potato chips, especially like sodium.
Right.
So it's funny that they literally were like, no, people aren't going to do that. And then that's how they marketed the chips. But you would think somebody would have figured out. I mean, I guess they did figure out. They just didn't care that if your body doesn't absorb that fat, well, then where is it going to go? And it's going to go
out, leak out your butt.
It's going to leak out your butt. Starting in 1996, an FDA mandated health warning label read, this product contains Olestra. Olestra may cause abdominal cramping and loose stools. Olestra inhibits the absorption of some vitamins and other nutrients. Vitamins A, D, E, and K have been added. If you're reading that on a bag of chips, you're going to go, you know what? I guess I don't really need potato chips.
Would you, though?
You would either go back to just regular potato chips, or if you were like, no, I can't eat regular potato chips, they've got too much fat, you would read this and go, they had to put vitamins back in this because vitamins are going to be taken out of my body with this stuff. No, I mean, this is the way people thought because the sales showed that the sales dropped tremendously. Also bad branding for a chip that gives you diarrhea to call it Wow in all caps.
I mean, why?
Because that sounds like the exclamation you would make after you
That's
ate
what
them.
You would do.
Wow.
Wow, come see this.
Well, also I want to make a clarification, Tim, that it does not give you diarrhea. It gives you steatorrhea.
What's that?
It is like fatty poop.
Yeah. Like
that's not diarrhea. It's
I know. The steatorrhea. Fat just leaks out of your
yeah.
butt.
But did you know there's other kinds of oreas out there? There's also chiaroria. This is greasy orange-colored stools from indigestible wax esters found in oil fish.
Mm.
which is a type of fish that I guess is banned from being sold in a few countries.
Because of the staff.
Yeah, because also I guess a lot of times it would just be sold as cod. They'd be like, oh, this is cod.
The hell are you talking? And then people would
get, and then
this?
People would get Kiroria from it. And they'd okay. be like, what? I've never gotten Kiroria from cod. And then they'd look up what Kiroria is and they'd be like, oh, it's from eating oil fish.
All right.
That's all. I just wanted to tell you about these other O'Rias.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.